good moon was rising this week, man. We had a full moon. I let the dog out, I think it was on Thursday night, and it was like reading the paper out there. You could have walked out in my front yard, man. It was clear, and the full moon was out, and it's like, holy cow, it never got dark tonight. But pretty cool anyway. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and we're just a couple knuckleheads talking a little bit about this and that, and hunting season's on us. So it's time to talk a little bit of hunting, right, Bob?
I think so. And if you don't have a good vehicle to get out in the woods with, I can tell you that Van Andel and Flickama has a load of Jeeps. And every time I go there, I see another Jeep I want. But it's kind of the ultimate hunting vehicle. That or a four-wheel drive pickup, but there's just something about a Jeep.
Sure.
We got four of them at our house.
They
now
seem indestructible to me. You know, I've never owned one. I know you're a huge fan.
Yeah,
but
it just gets in the blood.
Right,
it's a cult thing. So, I had a chance to talk with Babe Winkleman earlier this week. He was headed off to do a filming in Canada, and I wanted him to be on today. But so I came into the studio earlier this week, and here's a little chat we had about whitetail. Hey, this is Barbecue Bob, and I came into the studio earlier this week because I have a very special friend who's going to take off on another expedition, and he wouldn't be available for a Saturday morning. So on the grilling line right now is the famous Babe Winkleman. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, Bob. Thank you.
Thanks to you, I now have an affinity for scotch.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to, I guess, get you on because the fishing season is into a new phase, and everybody's getting their bows sighted in right now, and it's been a hot summer, and I'm just wondering how that's affecting the fishing and what your thoughts are on what the whitetail season's going to bring us.
Let's start with the fishing. There were frost warnings out for northern Minnesota this morning, last night for this morning. It's starting to cool his lakes down dramatically. Yesterday morning it was 40 degrees. We got a front width through again. We've been doing two or three fronts a week. It's just been insane. So it's in the first stages right now of turning the lakes over. It's not been real warm during the day here the last few days either. It has been, prior to that, very warm.
So if you're a perch fisherman, how's that affecting the perch?
It's going to affect everything until the lake gets rehomogenized again and mixed. And that's going to take probably, we got a reasonable wind today and cold. That's probably going to take a week. And I'm supposed to be filming tomorrow.
And where are you headed off to film?
In this particular case, not too far from Brainerd.
And that's Brainerd, Minnesota, for anybody who wonders. It's a cool town, very cool area, nice part of Minnesota. A lot of nice whitetail around there as well. So what are you seeing on your cameras, and what's your gut check on the whitetail mood right now?
I believe in the last week here, they've shed their velvet. So they're just finishing the bucks kind of get into isolation when they do that. They crawl off. And it's like a few days to prepare, and then actually it takes about one day when the velvet starts to come off. Takes about a day for them to get it off.
So for those guys that are starting off your bow season in October, which a lot of places do, what might be a couple of tips you could give those folks for how to get into some nice bucks early season?
It just kind of depends. Our bow season opens this Saturday, and the forecast is for rain starting on Thursday night and raining Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, and into Sunday. Depending upon what it is, the best recommendation might be to stay home and wait another day or two.
Because they'll just be hunkered down anyway.
Well, not necessarily. But a lot of times during the front itself, depending upon how severe it is, yes, they'll hunker down. And oftentimes as soon as it's done, and that might be 1 o'clock in the afternoon, it finishes and it stops. Those bucks oftentimes will move then. They'll come to a food source or move in the inner woods and browse. So it's going to be a weird weekend just because of the forecast. And we just got done with a front going through yesterday afternoon and last night. And we had another one through this last weekend.
But typically early season, there's a lot of leaves up. It's different hunting. What can you tell these folks that are wanting to get a good glimpse of a buck to position themselves properly and to just make sure that they're doing everything possible to get a shot?
Well, during this period, you know, when they lose their velvet, they get a little spooky. They get a little weird. I don't know if it's what it feels like to them, this whole process, because they've been growing them for months, you know, and it's been very tender tissue when they're growing, and then they harden, and then they finish. But I know it kind of puts them in isolation for several days to a week or so before you really see them. And what they do move mostly is at night. when they get out of this, and they'll be through it shortly. Some of them may be now. You know, they don't all shed at the same day. But generally, all the tour bucks shed within about 3 or 4 days of one another, or 5 days maybe. The smaller bucks, it might be another week yet. Once they get done with this process, they're still looking for food. It's the rut period is too far off, so they're going to be coming to food sources. And they instinctively know that during the rut, food's going to be a secondary thing. So they try and pile on as much as they can right now.
So get yourself positioned as close to a food source like the edge of a cornfield or alfalfa field.
Yeah, if you've got food plots, and always play the wind properly, descent your body and your clothing and everything else. You have to do everything you can because they're so much better at the game than we are. It's impossible for us to comprehend that a deer can smell better than 100 times better than we can. We can't even think of that.
No. Imagine all the different things they're picking up. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys and the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and we're talking with the famous Babe Winkleman from Minnesota, and we're taping this a little early because he's headed off on another filming. And you film specifically, where can people find your various shows?
Well, the best way is to go to our website, winkleman.com, and just check. We run on a whole bunch of networks. We run on Destination America. We run on the American Hero Channel. We run on Pursuit Network. All three of those are national channels in America. We run on Wild TV in Canada. But then we also run in other places like Comcast out of Chicago, which gets into about 7 million homes, and Iowa and Indiana and Illinois and so forth, and Time Warner Cable in the state of New York, and Comcast Cable out Delaware, New Jersey, Rhode Island, that area, Time Warner again in the Carolinas and Texas corridor, etc. So there's a lot of different places, plus a bunch of local stations.
We had your lovely wife, Chris, on a few weeks back, and you were telling me yesterday that she just bagged a nice one. Tell us about that.
Yeah, not last night, but the night before, shot a nice heavy 6x6 bull elk out in Utah. She's out filming a show by herself, her and a cameraman. Got the show done. In that particular case, shot it with a rifle at 450 yards. And the perfect shot, one bullet.
She's ready to be a Navy SEAL, I think.
That's the thing about Chris and Carly. They absolutely are hardcore hunters and go after it hard.
If she's that good, I'm surprised you bagged her.
Well, that was kind of a mutual deal.
Well, listen, Babe Winkleman, it's always great to talk to you, pal, and best of luck on this season, and I hope to get a chance to see you sometime in the winter.
Okay, can I add a couple things?
Absolutely.
We have a brand new website coming out within the next week or week and a half, something like that. It's all mobile, tablet friendly, and everything else. There's going to be a ton of stuff on there. We also have a new Babe Winkleman app coming out, and that may very well come out next week already. There's stuff on that app that has never been on television, never been anywhere.
Send me the information on that, and I'll make sure and put it on our website and on our social media.
I'll do it.
All right, buddy. You take care and best of luck.
Bob, have a good morning. Good fishing.
Thank you. All right. Job?
Yeah, Bob, your conversations with Babe Winkleman are always just awesome. That guy is a world of knowledge. You know, he's lived a great life and so envious in a lot of ways of where he gets to go and what he gets to do. And he just seems to know so much about his craft of hunting and fishing. It's just cool to be able to connect with a guy like that.
Tough way to make a living, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I'm sure it might be, you know. Nobody's ever paid me to fish or hunt. But with all the recipes and the sauces and rubs and books and tapes and stuff.
They're living the good life, trust me.
Yeah, he's capitalizing.
I wouldn't say they live a lavish lifestyle, but their home is very large and very comfortable and very much Winkleman.
And very, very full of animals.
It is. Yeah. It's very much Winkleman.
Yeah.
Don't forget, it's that time of year to get your stormy gear going. And if you go to the Grilling Guys website, click on that link for Stormy Cromer, you'll hit right into their website where they have all sorts of great products for the fall and winter. And actually, I think if you played your cards right, you could probably order your stormy gear with a Grilling Guys logo on it. So you can send a message up there and just see if you can't get our logo, because they logo all our gear. And we have a new cool logo from Stormy, and it's kind of blackened, and it's gonna look really good.
It's the same logo, it's just kind of a shadow effect
of it. It's all dark, there's no colors in it, so it's all blacks and grays.
Yeah. Coming up next, we're going to be talking with a guy named Tim Bieber, who does one of the most fantastic things that I've ever been involved with. He's got a disabled veteran hunt that he puts together. You've seen pictures of it on our website. We participated in it 2 or 3 years ago, and we want to help this guy out because when you listen to what he's doing, you're going to get behind this 100%. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Networks. Thanks for tuning in. Come right back with us when we talk with Mr. Tim Bieber.